This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant breeze, perfect for a walk outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from JNS, the IDF has struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza. At least one of the gunmen, a member of Hamas's Nukba Force Commandos, was killed. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that negotiations offer hope in Gaza. However, residents say the collapse feels imminent due to fear, scarcity, and uncertainty. Also this hour, Ynet reports tensions with Azerbaijan have deepened. Baku claims Israel crossed a red line after Armenia genocide recognition. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning against giving Turkey F-35s. This comes as Trump meets Erdogan ahead of the NATO summit. And finally, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that Netanyahu urges caution against strengthening Turkey militarily. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English posted minutes ago that Netanyahu warned against Turkey under Erdogan receiving F-35s, citing regional balance concerns. Raylan Givens, an observer of Israeli affairs, highlighted Netanyahu's criticism of Erdogan's aggressive policies and the potential threat to regional stability. The Israel Defense Forces shared that they struck terrorists in northern Gaza, eliminating a Hamas Nukba commander and hitting additional operatives. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in northern Gaza. JNS reports that the operation targeted terrorists attempting to rebuild underground infrastructure. The strike killed Hudhayfa Hussein Abdullah al-Hawajri, a key figure in Hamas's East Jabalia battalion. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle militant networks in Gaza, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post highlights the dire conditions faced by families amid stalled negotiations. Israeli analyst Jonathan Conricus emphasized that Hamas's refusal to disarm remains a significant barrier. This ongoing impasse increases the humanitarian toll and complicates diplomatic resolutions. Meanwhile, Ynet explores the deepening crisis with Azerbaijan. Officials say Baku feels betrayed by Israel's stance on the Armenian genocide. The fallout could affect Israel's strategic alliances in the region, adding another layer of complexity to Middle Eastern geopolitics. Netanyahu's interview with Fox News, as covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew, focuses on the risks of arming Turkey. He argues that strengthening Ankara militarily could destabilize the region. This warning comes as leaders prepare for a crucial NATO summit, highlighting the delicate balance of power in the Mediterranean. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Makrot plans to invest 50 million shekels to rebuild the southern Bashar Reservoir by 2028. This project will boost water supply for local farmers, addressing the ongoing water shortages. Separately, Globes reports the defense minister's opposition to the sale of Zim. The minister believes the deal jeopardizes Israel's security interests, indicating a cautious approach to foreign investments in key sectors. And finally, Ynet Business raises awareness about the hidden dangers of sodium in daily food items. The report warns that high salt intake could lead to serious health issues, prompting calls for better food labeling and consumer awareness. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.